Lewis, L-U-I-S, Barron, B-A-R-R-O-N, 72167. Today is 7-8-9, 9-18, 57-year-old gentleman from Brownsville, Texas, chemical engineer, was involved in an accident in Alaska. At age 28, since then, his gait has become dystonic. He's had severe brain injury, has had brain surgery in the past. I'm not sure if it was done to remove a clot or what. He also has a history of hypertension, diabetes, and hyperlipidemia, surgery, brain surgery, most likely craniotomy, allergy, none, medication, Benadryl, aspirin, Prozac 20 milligram, Isinopril 10 milligram, Lopet 600 milligram, Trileptal 300 milligram twice a day, aspirin, potassium 10 milligram equivalents, and Clonopin 1 milligram TID. He's currently not taking anything for his blood sugar because of his significant weight loss. At this time, family history, dad died of cancer, mom is still alive. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he's ADL dependent, he's incompetent, he sleeps okay, has had lots of behavioral issues because of organic brain, because of traumatic brain injury, but medications are finally working for him. He was recently hospitalized at HCA because of volume depletion, having difficulty, and those are, results are pending. Review of system, weight loss, difficulty walking, spasticity, gait issues, high risk of fall, no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, hematemesis, seizure, convulsion, has lost weight related to his traumatic brain disorder, heart, no. 130 over 70 pulse, 82 respirations, 18 at febrile, heart pauses, one pulse, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigidity, skin shows no rash around mucosa with an lesion. 57-year-old gentleman, assessment, chemical engineer with the unfortunate accident in Alaska at age 28, which has left him aphasic, confused, with severe traumatic brain injury and behavioral issues, including seizure disorder. Patient is ADL dependent, incontinent, and overall prognosis remains poor, but nevertheless, there's a void of diagnosis for palliative and hospice care at this time. Thank you.